Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Hey, this is our camp house at Kender Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. Thank you very much for spending a little time with us. It's Father's Day weekend, and so we're going to go shopping for Dad today. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Have you got a dog that gets real upset when thunderstorms come through? Or maybe jumps on everybody repeatedly over and over when they come to the house? Calming Care can help settle that dog very gently over time. And I can save $5 off your next order with a coupon at kinderoutdoors.com. Do you have a dad that loves to hunt or maybe fish? Enjoys time at the range and the shooting sports? We've got some great gift ideas for you then. Plus, Buddy Gross is going to join us. He's a rookie on the Bassmaster Elite Tour, and he won that $100,000 elite tournament on Lake Eufaula last weekend. He's pretty excited about it, and we're excited to talk to him coming up a little later on. We're equally excited that you're here. Make yourself at home in camp with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. There are a handful of states that have free fishing weekends on Father's Day weekend every year, meaning you don't need a fishing license. Illinois is one of those states. Today and tomorrow, dads, celebrate with your family at the fishing hole. No one needs a license. Same story in Massachusetts and Montana. Ohio, too. It's a happy Father's Day weekend for Buddy Gross. Everything came together just right for him on Championship Saturday 1 week ago. He's a Bassmaster Elite Series rookie, fishing only his second event on the Elite Trail. And he caught a tournament best 5-bass limit that weighed 27 pounds, 11 ounces, and moved, jumped, sprang from 10th place to victory in the DeWalt Bassmaster Elite at Lake Eufaula. $100,000 and one of those coveted blue trophies. He lives in Chickamauga, Georgia, and we're going to talk to him about his big win in just a few minutes. The Bassmaster Open Series, the Central Open, is on the Arkansas River out of Muskogee, Oklahoma this weekend. They'll crown a champion this afternoon. And Major League Fishing concluded their first live event just about a week ago. Jordan Lee, 28 years old, he's already won two Bassmaster Classics. And last week he won that Heavy Hitters event, Major League Fishing Heavy Hitters event, down on the Kissimmee Chain. He also took home a pile of money for Big Bass, $200,000 total winnings. Brian Thrift, fishing his first year on the MLF Bass Pro Tour, second place, $40,000. The next and final event of the season for Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour, Stage 5, will not take place on Lake Champlain as planned. That's because Vermont Governor Phil Scott has amended and reinstated Executive Order 01-20, which states that visitors must self-quarantine at least 14 days upon arrival in the state. MLF pros and league staff can't accommodate that order, so they've moved the July event. Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, July 10 through 15. Turkey hunters in Maryland had a great spring. 4,303 wild turkeys harvested. That surpassed the previous all-time record of 4,175 back in 2017 and was 8% higher than last year. I prefer wild turkey over store-bought butterballs. My favorite recipe for that wild turkey breast? Cut it in thin strips and chicken fry it. Cream gravy and mashed potatoes? Whew. The kids are fishing, and I love it. The University of North Carolina Charlotte team of Schaefer Dobratz and Josh Cannon, both of Waxhaw, North Carolina, won that Abu Garcia College fishing event at Smith Mountain Lake last weekend. That qualified them to compete in the 2021 College Fishing National Championship. Also on Smith Mountain Lake in Virginia last weekend, North Carolina's Madison High School duo of Ransom Boone and Russell Moore won the FLW High School Fishing Event, and they now advance to the 2021 High School National Championship. It's a good thing when you get pulled over by the wildlife officers in the state of Arkansas these days. It's a good thing for the kids anyway, because wildlife officers are teaming up with Sonic Drive-In and handing out free ice cream citations to kiddos that they come across during their daily activities as they watch over and protect our precious resources, both four-legged and two-legged. Frogging season just a week away, just a little more than a week away in the state of Missouri. June 30th, sunset through October 31st. If you have a fishing permit or a small game hunting permit, you can frog for bullfrogs or green frogs. A daily limit is 8 of either species combined. Possession limit 16. 15 years old and under or 65 and older, you're not required to have a permit at all. And there are some tasty frog leg recipes waiting on you. At KinderOutdoors.com, we've got the link there. And I'd put those fried frog legs right up there with that wild turkey breast. That's a good one. My buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, calls those big bullfrogs monoopers.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and Thermal Night Vision Optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1, and the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose. Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to this old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We're really glad you're here. Phone number is 1-877-820-BBKO. If you ever want to reach us, 1-877-820-2256. Buddy Gross is a rookie on the Bassmaster Elite Tour, fishing at the highest level of bass fishing on planet Earth. But like I said, he's a rookie. And last weekend on Eufaula, well, it was only his second event as an elite angler, and all he did was go out and win the thing. Buddy, welcome to Kinder Outdoors. We're really glad to have you on the show with us today. And, hey, man, are you still pinching yourself after what has taken place?
Man, I can't. It's been an awesome week, and it come out of nowhere, to be honest with you, but I'm sure glad it happened.
I bet you are. Now, you're back home now, but that took a little driving to get back home, and I want to know the seating arrangement on the way home. I know you have a beautiful family. They presented the trophy to you on stage, but who rode in the front seat with you? Was that trophy up there?
I put it in the back seat because my right-hand girl, my wife, she gets a little bit of priority over the trophy, but the trophy had its own seat with a seat belt for sure.
That old boy, got to keep those priorities straight. That's great. Well, congratulations, your rookie season on the elites, and golly, we all grew up dreaming of this stuff, and now it's for real. When did it hit you on the water that, hey, I might just win this thing?
I mean, I knew I had a chance, but I never thought I won it until we were sitting on stage and Canterbury weighed his fish on the scales and he came up just, a little bit short. And it was a thought because, all the spectator boats were following me and the camera boats were around and I knew I was doing something special, but I didn't know it was as special as it wound up being, which was a great surprise.
Absolutely. It turned out to be just storybook stuff. And a pretty good paycheck, $100,000 paycheck goes along with those blue trophies. I know that doesn't bother you a bit. You actually scouted Lake Eufaula a couple of times, had a couple of opportunities to go out and check it out, marked a bunch of brush piles. But then when you went back for the tournament, fish tournament, high water had washed out some of your brush.
That's exactly right. Either that or some of those guys decided to move it around on me, one of the two, but I think those locals down there, they'll move their stuff if they get found or if the current took it. I don't really know, but some of them were moved. But for the most part, everything I found stayed. So, and I even found some new stuff when we got back down there for official practice, and it really helped out a lot.
Did you catch all of your fish off the brush piles off out deep?
The first day, I caught two on a schooling place where there was a big group of fish that I've weighed in, and they were some high 3-pounders. But the rest of everything else for the rest of the week was all brush.
How were you catching your fish?
I was throwing a jig in the brush for the most part. I was throwing a Zoom trailer on a Nichols jig, and a Zoom swim bait was playing early in the week along with a Scottsboro tackle swim bait. I had one rig weedless and one rig not weedless, and that's the only three rods I had on the deck for the most of the tournament.
I'll be darn pretty simple. Just get out there and don't screw it up. Catch them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You just had to play the numbers game. I had close to 500 brush piles found, and I'd say I went through 250 of them during the tournament at some point.
Man, yeah, you didn't call any of them home. You kept moving around. What electronics play a big role in our fishing these days. It doesn't matter if you're a crappie fisherman, a bass fisherman. What electronics do you run, and how did they help you out?
I'm running Hummingbird Helixes, 12s. I got two at the console, two at the bow, but the biggest thing is the 360. The 360 allowed me to make pinpoint casts to hit the accuracy, you know, accuracy on the target I was trying to hit, and I didn't have to waste a whole lot of casts. So if I made four casts and I didn't get bit, I'd just move to the next one.
Yeah. Some of this stuff, like the Helix and the 360, it allows you to stay back, keep your boat back off those fish. I think for a lot of years we've pushed and spooked a lot of fish that we never knew were there. They were there when we pulled up, but now we can stay back off of them a little better, can't we?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And I was staying as far as 80 to 100 feet off of them and making really long casts to try to keep the stealth, you know, in my favor.
Yeah, and you did that. Congratulations. You had a great week, and I know you're right back at it again.
We got some things going on that I'm going to try to run up to New York and take us some scouting time to see it before it goes off limits, I believe.
All right. Well, safe travels to you, and enjoy it, savor the moment, and then put it out of your head and go win another one, buddy. We're sure enjoying watching you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. If you ever need anything, let us know.
Bassmaster Elite Angler and winner on Eufaula last weekend picked up $100,000 for his efforts, Buddy Gross. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. And it's worked 100% of the time that I've used it through the years with my dogs. Fortiflora. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com and pick up that $5 off coupon. Hey, we were talking about frog legs a little earlier. They are absolutely spectacular on the dinner table. They're good. If you've never tried frog legs, good old southern fried frog legs, you need to go find some. Our Camp House cook is a master chef, John Bonnell. He gave us a real good recipe for frog legs one time.
Yeah, the old taste like chicken thing just doesn't hold water. Chicken wishes it tasted like frog legs. I mean, frog is as fine as it gets when it's fresh and when it's great. If you've got a batch of frog legs, don't monkey with them too much. My favorite way to do it is to let them sit in a soak of buttermilk with a few shots of hot sauce. Give it at least an hour or two. Pull it out of there. Dredge it in flour that's seasoned with at least salt and pepper. You can go more complex if you want. Fry them right up. Crispy on the outside. The buttermilk and flour get together to make a nice coating. Frog legs are just as tender and juicy and beautiful as wild game ever gets.
Man, I tell you, I can eat frog legs until I start literally hopping. Why are we going to put these frog legs in the milk? In the buttermilk and hot sauce for an hour to an hour and a half.
Well, if you've got any kind of wild flavors in there at all or any blood left at all, the buttermilk really helps to kind of leach some of that out. And then the buttermilk itself works together with the flour to create the perfect crust. It's one of my favorite ways to do oysters, to do shrimp, crawfish, calamari, frog legs. Soak them in buttermilk. It helps kind of get some of the flavors, mellowed out a little bit. And then the buttermilk and the flour together really work to make that great golden crust.
And if folks want to come have dinner with you, they can certainly do that and have their choice of locations.
Absolutely. We've got Bonnell's Fine Texas Cuisine with a whole lot of wild game on the menu on the southwest side of Fort Worth. Or we've got Waters, Bonnell's Coastal Cuisine, a dozen different types of oysters on the half shell all the time and at least five different fish of the day.
Man, that's awesome. When's the last time you went frog gigging, John?
Oh, it's been way too long, I can assure you that.
My buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, when he catches a big frog, he calls them monoopers.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. A night full of crappie fishing and frog gigging.
Yeah.
You got me excited. Now I'm ready to get after it.
You betcha. Go catch us a sack full of monoopers. Thanks, John.
Let's do this.
Master Chef John Bonnell frying up those frog legs. Well, hey, it's Father's Day weekend, and we're going to help you with some shopping ideas for Dad the Outdoorsman on the remainder of the show today. Coming up, Mr. Crappie himself, Wally Marshall, has a brand new electric fillet knife coming out. Hey, I fillet a lot of fish, and a sharp, dependable, hard-working, long-lasting fillet knife, electric knife, is a must. Wally's got one coming. Plus, Scott Camp from Abu Garcia is going to help us catch them. And then Scott McKimmy from Cajun Fryer is going to help us cook them. The remainder of this hour is going to be spent on Dad the Fisherman on Father's Day. And then next hour, it's all about the dad that enjoys a round of sporting clays or the rifle range or pistol range. Or maybe dad is interested in self-protection, home defense. That's a big topic these days. And we're talking about it for Father's Day. Coming up.
This is Ian Harrison, History Channel's Top Shot Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and opt it for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good and people don't think so, but, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. But if you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see outdoor adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per diems in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot around the sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
Hey, if Dad fishes a lot and he fishes for the table for dinner, like I do a lot, then he needs this next item. It comes from my buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie. It's not on the market yet, but will be soon. And I want to talk about it with you, Waldo. Welcome back, buddy.
How you doing, Billy?
I'm good, brother. Let's talk about something for Father's Day that I wanted to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag on a little bit early, because this is not going to be on the market for a couple more months yet. But you need to shop for Dad now. This is Father's Day weekend, and you've got a new electric fillet knife that's going to be in stores and available in just a couple of months from right now, that not only gets the job done and has some really special features, but it's got a super attractive price as well. Tell me about your Mr. Crappie electric fillet knife.
Well, it's actually with the Smith Consumer Products Company out of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and they've been in business over 100 years. They came up with the Arkansas stone sharpeners, you know, and all of that, and back in the days, and probably sold a gazillion of those. But we're coming out with the Mr. Crappie Slab-O-Matic, as seen on TV, Billy.
Oh, yeah.
It's We're talking about the new Slab-O-Matic. It runs cool. You know, an issue with a lot of electric knives, they get warm, they get hot, they, you know, and just got to cool off a little bit. But we got a smooth-running knife. It's fast. It's quick. And I'm talking about fillet them crappie to no end. And I've also designed a 4-inch blade for smaller fish and also cutting rib cages. And the first knife will be a 110 electric, but it will come with two sets of blades, a glove to protect your left hand or right hand, depending on if you're left or right-handed. It's a universal glove, and a bag to put everything in for $49.95.
Yeah, that's a heck of a price. $49.50. So give your dad a handwritten card this weekend that says a Mr. Crappie, what's the name of it, Slab-O-Matic?
The Slab-O-Matic by Mr. Crappie and Smiths.
Yep, tell him that it's going to be in stores in a couple of months, but you wanted to secure his now on Father's Day weekend. Have fun in Minnesota, and we'll hear a report after the trip.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Minnesota's, you know, it's going to be great. We're going to catch a lot of crappie. The crappie have moved back off the bank a little bit, so they're in that 10 to 15-foot range on some grass lines, and we're going to tear them up.
Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, and his new electric fillet knife coming out in a couple of months. Great Father's Day idea. Calming care settles the overactive dog over time and very gently. The overbarker, the overjumper. Calming care. I've got a $5 off coupon for you at kinderoutdoors.com. Got a bass fisherman in the family? My friends at Abu Garcia have gift ideas for the bass fisherman dad this Father's Day that I guarantee you he will love. I want to welcome Scott Kemp back to the show. Scott, welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Billy. Great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and it's Father's Day weekend. That means we get to throw suggestions out there for the family as to what we might want to see on Father's Day for ourselves. With this COVID-19 deal, a lot of people have decided that they're going to go fishing, and a lot of people have gone for the first time, Scott. Abu Garcia's got you covered, even if you're just getting started. I know Abu Garcia is a name that even the best anglers on planet Earth depend upon, but you guys have a line of stuff that starts with the beginning fisherman as well.
We sure do. You know, our Black Max, Silver Max, Pro Max, that whole Max series of Abu Garcia is a great lineup for the entry-level angler. You know, like you said, we're seeing a lot of new anglers during this pandemic, and it's a great thing to see. We just hope to see these anglers out on the water, and what better place to start than some of that Max series from Abu Garcia?
Yep, that is a perfect place to start, and I've even noticed that you can pick that up in Walmart, your neighborhood Walmart, right around the corner. It's Abu Garcia product is everywhere. So the Black Max series, the Silver Max series, are those all bait casters?
We got those in spinning or bait cast, so something for everybody.
Okay, so somebody just starting out, maybe that spinning reel is the way to go, a little easier to catch on.
Absolutely. We have it in all sizes, all preferences. If you're a crappie angler, we've got spinning reels in those series that's a little bit smaller. Or if you're the bass guy or even a catfish guy, we've got that Max series all the way up for them as well. So something for everybody, every member of the family. And like you said, with it being Father's Day, you know, if you want to be the favorite kid, then why not pick Abu Garcia?
There you go. Now, hey, listen, Scott, you and I live in bass country, and I think after they hand you your birth certificate, they hand you a bait caster next because you're going fishing. There's a lot of people that we're talking to right now that have fished all of their lives. They're advanced anglers, but you guys always have something new and cool. What's out there for Father's Day 2020 for the advanced bass angler?
I'll tell you, the newest, coolest thing from Abu Garcia is our Abu Garcia Zeta reel. You know, we're starting to see those pop up and ship to all these locations. A lot of the independent dealers are carrying them. Our big boxes are carrying them. Great product. It's a new product, really, outside of the Revo family, with the same great parts and smooth as can be.
Yeah, good quality, the quality that we've come to know from Abu Garcia through all of the years. How fast can I buy? You know, used to, you had a 5.3, maybe a 6.1 or a 6.3, and that was about the top of the line. Anymore, though, reel speed has become a really big deal, and it's getting faster than NASCAR. Now, what's the spectrum? Let's talk about reel speed. If we want to buy Dad a new reel, that reel speed is important, and you might want to talk to whoever you're shopping with, Bass Pro or whoever, and talk to them a little bit about reel speed, and because depending upon how Dad likes to fish, that's really important.
Absolutely. If you're looking for something a little slower, you know, if your dad likes to worm fish, for example, you know, maybe check out your 7-speed reels. If you're looking for more of a cranking reel, you know, that six to one speed, we've got that covered as well. And if you're really wanting to blaze something in, or you like flipping and pitching, then we can get you all the way up to that 8-speed, or all the way up even into our Revo Rocket, which is a 10-speed reel, Billy.
Yeah, that thing is amazing. Just amazing. And of course, Abu Garcia products are available everywhere. Everywhere that fine fishing stuff is sold, you're going to find the Abu name.
Yes, sir. You know, we're spread. all over the place. Pretty much if they carry fishing, they carry Abu Garcia.
Yeah, there you go. And if we want to look online as specifically for Abu Garcia product, what's the website?
Just go to abugarcia.com, and we can get you covered there as well.
Got it. Very good. And we'll have a link for you at bbkoradio.com. Scott, always a pleasure, and you never go wrong buying Dad another fishing reel. Even if he has 80 of them out in the garage already, you can't go wrong with another reel. He wants another reel.
That's right. Can't go wrong with Abu Garcia. We sure appreciate you, Billy, and we appreciate all the anglers out there giving us a shot.
You bet. Happy Father's Day, Scott.
Hey, you too, Billy. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We appreciate you.
Hey, everybody. It's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder, outdoors.
Well, not the user of the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique, the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time. And here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious ProPlan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Many of my favorite memories hang on the walls of our home. Memories like my son's first deer, Robin's big walleye from deep Midwest waters, a pair of South Dakota pheasants from one of the finest 4 days of my life. When it's time to preserve your top outdoor memories, I'd recommend that you use the very best in the business. True Life Taxidermy and Granberry did the work on my son's first buck. You know, that was over 20 years ago, and that mount hasn't faded or failed in any way. Now that's money well spent. Roy Holdridge and his award-winning artists at True Life Taxidermy in Granberry continue to win top honors year after year and are trusted with the work of serious hunters from around the globe. Visit True Life Taxidermy's 10,000-square-foot showroom and see examples of True Life creativity at truelifetaxidermy.org and on Facebook. After the hunt, True Life Taxidermy in Granbury is truly the only stop that you need to make, providing wild game processing as well. When it's time, remember, True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, on Facebook and TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC, the hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot, and the squirrel hunter with this .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
We absolutely love to hear from you. Let me give you our contact info in case you need us for anything. The phone number is 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. The website, KinderOutdoors.com, and you spell Kinder like kindergarten. Real simple, KinderOutdoors.com. Heard something on the show you want to hear again or need more information? It's all there at KinderOutdoors.com, and the podcast is available everywhere. And the download is free and automatic. Our friends at Abu Garcia helped us catch the fish. Mr. Crappie, with his new fillet knife, helped us fillet the fish. And now we need to cook the fish. Scott McKimmy and Cajun Fryer are the pros in that department. Scott, it's always fun when we get together because there's usually some fish frying.
Yes, indeed. How are you, Big Billy?
I'm good, brother. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about a Father's Day gift idea that I had last year. It was a suggestion last year that I had for everybody. I've got it back on the list this year, and that is the Cajun Fryer. Now, let's just start with the basics. Tell everybody what the Cajun Fryer is.
Well, we manufacture the Cajun Fryer branded products, and basically they are a revolutionary way to fry fish. We all grew up frying fish in a bottom burner with a pot, and, you know, they do a wonderful job. What makes ours unique and different is we've got our burner situated a third of the way off the bottom of the pot so that you cannot scorch anything that falls off during the cooking process. And that allows you to use your oil over and over and over pretty much all summer without having to change it, add it, or throw it out. So our 4-gallon, 6-gallon, 8.5-gallon fryers, you fill them one time, you use them a whole year. At the end of the year, you've actually saved money on the oil.
He's not blowing smoke, folks. Last year, Scott, I used on a 4-gallon fryer, I used the same oil all year long, and I could have kept using it at the end of the year, but I just felt guilty. I said, it's been a year. I'm going to change the oil.
I think we all feel that way, you know, and it's an investment to go down, and whether you're buying your oil at a box retail store or a club store or whatever, it's an investment. But if you're a guy that fries a lot of fish like we do, you fry more than 6-7 times a year and throw out a gallon of oil every time you do it. You've actually saved money on the initial investment to fill your Cajun fryer, and you don't have that hassle of having to deal with it every time. And I'm the same way, Billy. I cook all summer in mine. I start around crappie season, and we go all the way through the end of Labor Day, and the last thing I wrap up the year with is frying turkeys in the 6-gallon or larger sizes. And then at that point, you know, turkeys, they, especially when you inject them, that'll ruin your oil. So you get pretty much a year out of it. Now, I don't know if that's how everybody does it, but that's just how I do it personally. And I know you do it the same way, and nobody's ever gotten sick. So there's something to that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, if you want to fry turkeys in your Cajun fryer, you're going to need to buy what size?
A 6-gallon or larger model, Billy. 6-gallon, 8-gallon, 12-gallon, 17-gallons. The 4-gallon is just a little bit too small to do a whole 12 to 14 pound fryer. You can do a turkey breast in a 4-gallon, but it displaces too much oil to do a standard fry size turkey in the 4-gallon. Can do chickens. You can do chickens in your 4 gallon, but to really do a proper fried turkey, 6 gallon and up are the models that will accommodate that.
Yeah, there you go. Something phenomenal has happened since COVID swept across America. Everything was shutting down, and you guys thought it was going to be the same at Cajun Fryer. But the opposite has happened. You guys are setting sales records.
Indeed. Much to our surprise, we actually laid some people off because our sales were reflecting the pandemic when it broke out, and nobody knew which way they were going. And when the shelter-in-place stay-at-home came on, we had 3 weeks where we were wondering where we were headed like everybody else. And then because we are one of the very few domestic manufacturers of premium outdoor cooking equipment, we have benefited tremendously. I guess people ate as much smack ramen and macaroni and cheese as they could and then decided they needed to be eating some of what they were eating out before the pandemic. And a lot of that had to do with, you know, it was perfect timing because, you know, Lent came on about the time the pandemic set in, and then we went right into, you know, crappie season, and now we're into, you know, the rest of the country has opened up their fishing seasons. Not everybody fishes year-round like we do here in Texas, but we have really benefited from it, and we feel extremely blessed and fortunate to be in this situation. Hopefully it'll hold on for a while.
I think it's a perfect storm for you guys, Scott, and two items that I know you guys have thought of, but I just know these have to have contributed to your massive sales recently at Cajun Fryer. Number one is you guys are made in America, and that meant a lot 2 months ago, and it means even more now. And as we go forward, there's a lot of us that's very important. You're made in the USA, and all the other guys are not. They're made in China.
Well, that's pretty much it, Billy, and I'm glad to hear you recognize that, because I think that it's going to mean more than ever, the made in the USA, because, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, this all originated in China, and there's a lot of negative sentiment because it's brought not only the U.S. economy, but the world economy to its knees, and there's a price to pay for that. So we're made in the great state of Louisiana and proud to be so, And we are going to continue with no expectations of taking our product offshore. Never have, never will. So being in the right place at the right time is a good thing once in a while, right? Every blind hog finds an acorn once in a while.
Well, and that made in the USA important because of there's a lot of people spitting on our flag, burning our flag right now. There's a lot more of us that want to support our nation by buying made in USA with our pocketbooks and voting this November. So it's really important that made in the USA. The other big item, Scott, is that the fishing industry has gone off the charts successful this spring. There's a lot of people fishing. They've got a freezer full of fish now. They got to have something to do with them. It's a Cajun fryer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're glad to help them any way we can. You know, I have a place down at Cedar Creek here in Texas, and amazing how many boats I've seen men getting out with their families and kids, and more so than ever. A lot of bike riding and a lot of fishing going on right now. And you're right. There's people that are better fishermen than I am that are catching them and looking for a way to serve them up. And with the restaurants and everything just now opening up here in our part of the world, there's a lot of backyard chefs out there doing some exemplary cooking. We're glad to be part of it.
You betcha. It's called the Cajun Fryer. I've been frying fish outside all my life. I've had everything from electric to the old pot fryers and dozens of them. Hands down, this is the best I've ever used, and it's the last I'll ever need. Tell us where we can go online and take a look at the Cajun Fryer.
You can always go to our website, CajunFryer.com. We offer our full line online. Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, they're available in Bucky's, although Bucky's doesn't have an online site. Here in Texas, they've got their stores all across Texas, but, you know, the major, and you can always find a distributor off of our website, someone who's local in your area. We have all of our distributors, current distributors listed on our website, so we like to support them. We are out right now. Our lead time is usually 2 weeks. We're about 4 to 5 because of the increased volume that we've experienced. But That's a good problem to have. We're getting them out as fast as we can.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camphouse time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire, and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the camphouse here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. My name is Billy Kinder, and we welcome you here anytime. Bring a guest with you. Bring all your buddies with you. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com for a deeper look at who we are and what we do. It's Father's Day weekend, and we're celebrating our dads with some great gift ideas. This past hour, we were looking at some items for the fishermen in the family. And this hour, we're going to look at the guy that likes to target shoot or hunt, or wants to protect his home and family, and is thinking about making a gun purchase. That's smart, and we hope you'll go about it smartly, and let us help you out with that. This corner of the camphouse is brought to you by ProPlan Performance Formula for your bird dog. ProPlan is the finest dog fuel on planet Earth, and the ProPlan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat, hands down the best fuel for your hard-working dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Pretty cool event coming up at Bennett Springs State Park, Missouri. Friday, June 26th, and again Saturday, June 27th. It's a two-night workshop on how to build your own fly rod. Danny Goldsmith is going to teach, and you'll actually construct a fly rod during this two-night class right there at the Nature Center. There's only room for 10 participants, though, so better get in on it now. Details at kinderoutdoors.com. Down in Louisiana, the folks from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries received a tip that an old boy had been hunting deer, and it ain't deer season. They went out to visit with him, David Hudek. He's 69 years old, and when they responded to that complaint, they found evidence that sure looks like Mr. Hudek had been hunting deer during illegal hours and during a closed season. And, oh, by the way, how about those 93 potted marijuana plants you've got going there, Mr. Hudek? He's got a lot of explaining to do. He's down at the Lincoln Parish Correctional Facility with plenty of time to do that explaining now. In the state of Washington, the Department of Fish and Wildlife police officers there have referred charges to the Whitman County Prosecutor's Office on 9 men from the St. John and Colfax area for their roles in the illegal take of at least 3 elk back in October. An investigation shows that the men illegally used vehicles to chase, corral, and prevent the escape of a large herd of elk near Endicott, St. John Road, and Mulkey Road. Then they shot multiple elk with their muzzle loaders from the road and out of their vehicles. The U.S. Secretary of the Interior, David L. Bernhardt, the other day, announced the annual economic benefit of national parks to the U.S. and local economies. In 2019, visitor spending in communities near national parks resulted in $41.7 billion benefiting the nation's economy and supporting 340,500 jobs. Visitor spending increased by $800 million from 2018 to 2019, and the overall effect on the U.S. economy grew by $1.6 billion. In the last 5 years, visitor spending has increased by $4.1 billion, and the effect on the U.S. economy grew by $9.7 billion. According to the annual National Park Service report released last week, more than 327 million visitors spent $21 billion in communities within 60 miles of a park in the national park system. Hey, if your dog has an itchy coat, or maybe they've had a lot of birthdays and they could use added glucosamine for joint health,
an intolerance to grain, whatever the situation, there's a Pro Plan for your dog. No matter the age, the lifestyle, the activity level. Purina Pro Plan. The formulas are at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, beginning on July 1st, deer hunters can apply online through the Missouri Department of Conservation's website for a shot at more than 100 managed deer hunts throughout the state. Archery, muzzle-loading, modern firearms, mid-September through mid-January at various conservation areas, state and other parks, national wildlife refuges, and other public areas. Some managed hunts are held specifically for youth and people with disabilities. Check it out, the managed deer hunt application period in Missouri, July 1st through 31st. Draw results available second half of August through January 15th. Hey, I got my copy of the new International Game Fish Association World Record Game Fishes book for 2020 the other day. It's out. And if you'd like to have a copy, I highly recommend it. It's entertaining reading for hours and the world's most definitive publication of recreational angling records. Mike and Becky Iaconelli, co-founders of the Ike Foundation, have announced the recipients of their fourth annual Ike Foundation College Scholarship Awards. Congratulations, Samuel Ethan Collins, Zavala, Texas. Alyssa Newman of Newberry Park, California. Ryan Franks of Ravenna, Ohio. Aiden Anastrario of Sterling, New Jersey. And Jacob Knob of Barrow, Pennsylvania. Applicants must have a GPA of at least over 3.0 and a proven contribution to outdoor conservation.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you've had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
Cubby's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Cubby's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at CubbiesPromotions.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Coffee's always on, and the conservation, yes, conservation, is always good. Make sure you bring a young'un or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Watch the DSC at work. We are on Pursuit Channel with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon and DSC's Tracks Across Africa on the Outdoor Channel. Yes, we work hard at DSC, but we also like to go hunting from time to time. Join us on the journey. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kender, and this is Kender Outdoors, heard each week across the U.S. and Canada. And, hey, we're really happy to have you along with us today. Thanks a lot for joining us. Heather Plesich is with Otis Tech, Otis Technology, and they have revolutionized the way we clean our guns over the years. And, you know, this year, 2020, has been a different kind of year. It's something different than most of us have ever seen in our lives. And people are arming themselves more and more and more. People are buying guns and ammunition, first-time gun owners that want to protect their homes and their properties. So, along with that gun ownership comes proper training and proper care. Maybe Dad, this Father's Day, would appreciate some help in keeping his new gun clean. I've got Heather on the telephone now. Welcome back to the show. Heather, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, too.
I really appreciate you coming on board with us on this Father's Day weekend, because we're doing our annual Father's Day show, shopping show, Ideas for Dad. And there's been a huge influx of new gun owners in our nation over the past few months, and we need to keep those guns clean, Heather.
Absolutely.
Otis Technology probably does the best job of keeping those guns clean as anybody. And for those new gun owners out there that are not familiar with Otis Technology, tell us a little bit about Otis, what you guys produce.
Sure. So Otis Technology was started in 1985, and it was actually started by a 16-year-old woman after she was hunting with her dad and tripped and fell in the woods, got mud and snow jammed in her barrel and couldn't get it out. So they had a 3-mile trek back to camp, and while she was making that long walk back, she was like, you know what, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something I can take with me in the field to be able to clean and clear so that I don't have to have a hunt end early like this. So she started tinkering with some stuff she had back at camp and came up with, she called it the whole kit and caboodle because it had everything that you needed. So from there, it kind of flourished. She went to SHOT Show and went to gauge interest, but ended up coming home with orders, employed her high school friends. The company grew, moved a couple times, where we're now in the facility that we are today. We are a defense contractor, so we supply our products to the armed forces, both U.S. as well as some allied countries. And then we also supply our products to law enforcement professionals and then hunters and shooters worldwide. So we are founded on the concept of breech to muzzle, where all of our products clean from the breech to the muzzle. So you're pulling out dirt and debris and following in the direction that the bullet travels rather than pushing it back into the action where it can then gum up and cause malfunctions. So we have a variety of cleaning kits for, you know, rifles, pistols, shotguns, combo kits, that kind of thing, whatever that person has. But they all are on that premise of breech to muzzle cleaning.
Yeah, caliber specific. So if Dad has a pistol or a shotgun or whatever for home protection, Otis has a cleaning product for that particular gun. And storage is so simple. You were talking about the young lady carrying the need to carry out in the field with us for hunters or at the range if we want to clean the barrel real quick. Otis makes it really easy to do that because unlike what history has shown us, stiff, long sticks that break down maybe into two pieces or three that require some room to store, you could roll up an Otis cord and put it in your pocket. They're flexible.
Yep. Absolutely. So our cables they're a coated flexible cable, so they don't scratch or damage the bore, but they actually can act as a stiff rod when you have it in the bore, so it does clear obstructions if need be. But it can coil up in your pocket and carry in the field with you, or a lot of our cleaning kits and the basis of the original cleaning kit is it's in a small, compact, soft pack case about 4 inches in diameter. So it's easy to toss in your pack and carry with you should you end up needing it. Or, you know, you take it to the range and then you can clean right after you set your gun in or do some target shooting.
You know, I'm not going to get into pricing with you because you have so many products that run the gamut from a single, single cord gun cleaning device to a kit that you mentioned earlier with multi-bore cleaning possibilities there. But we can look at all of this online, right? Tell us where we can go to learn more.
Yep. So if you go to our website, it's otistech.com, and that's otistech.com.
And that's O-T-I-S, otistech.com. And we'll have a link at Kinder Outdoors as well. Heather, always a pleasure to talk to you. It's you smell better, you look better than what we became accustomed to with Frank Devlin through the year. and that's what I love telling Frank all the time, too. So, hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and happy Father's Day weekend to you and your family.
You too. Thank you so much.
KinderOutdoors.com for the link to Otis Technology. Purina Pro Plan. It's available at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Pick up the formula that's perfect for your dog. Our Camp House storyteller is the late, great Ray Sasser. We have a lot of his wisdom on tape, including a great method for sighting in that new deer rifle out at the range.
Before you go deer hunting this season, take your rifle to a range just to make sure it's still shooting accurately. Here are 6 tips that make this chore easier. Number 1, fire your first shots at 25 yards. Most modern calibers sight it in to shoot 3/10 or so of an inch low at 25 yards or about 2.5 inches high at 100 yards. Since most deer hunters sight in a little high at 100 yards, the 25-yard rule of thumb is a good one to remember. Because of image size and ease of precision aiming at short distances, bullet placement is much easier at 25 yards than at 100 yards. Get your windage adjustments where you want them, then move to the 100-yard target to fine-tune the elevation. Number 2, use sandbags or even a target shooting cradle to hold the rifle as steadily as possible. Number 3, when you fire repeated shots at the same target, keep an identical target next to you on the shooting bench. As you fire each shot, locate the bullet strike on the downrange target. With a pen or pencil, locate and number each corresponding bullet strike on your shooting bench target. Logging each shot in sequence makes it easier to determine the effectiveness of scope adjustments. If you flinch and shoot a flyer, it's easier to identify the errant shot's downrange location if previous shots were logged in sequence. Number four, use a high visibility target. Even a 30 caliber bullet doesn't make very big holes in white paper at 100 yards. I like Birchwood Casey's shoot and see targets. They're expensive but worth the money. When a bullet hits, the coating flakes off approximately twice the size of the bullet hole, leaving a fluorescent halo that's easy to see. Number five, use the same ammunition for hunting that you use for sighting in. Not only does the brand of ammunition make a difference in rifle performance, bullet weights and bullet designs within the same brand shoot differently. Number six, don't leave home for a deer hunt without 40 rounds of your favorite ammunition. You never know when you'll drop a rifle and spend considerable time resighting. I own three deer rifles, all in unusual calibers, 260, 280, and 7mm 08. The ammunition is easy enough to find in Dallas or Fort Worth, but not so easy in the rural areas where the deer hunting takes place.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. The events this spring have made it abundantly clear to many Americans that they should possess the skills it takes to produce food for our families. How to catch a fish, how to harvest wild game. But where do you start?
First thing I want to do with the customer is talking about what their needs are. Are we shooting recreationally? Are we going to hunt with this? Are we looking for a tournament bow?
Cinnamon Creek Archery, Roanoke, Texas, has always featured the finest facilities. And even more importantly, the finest teachers and people. Hands-on, knowledgeable, and hard work.
Ask some questions too. Don't be afraid to say, well, why am I doing this? And why do you want me to anchor here? We pride ourselves here and make sure we're teaching them not only about the bow, but how to shoot that bow, how to be proficient with that. And so you can understand and replicate those better in the field.
There's never been a better time or opportunity to learn the skills needed to harvest wild game for the table, along with your entire family.
Make it fun and keep it a very positive experience. Every shot they shoot is a great shot.
Your journey starts at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. That's TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth. To sell you a life filled with urban fascinations. To ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a rod down from the wall and catch a few. We want you to feel at home in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder. Thank you so much for joining us in the camp house at Kinder Outdoors today with the Dallas Safari Club. My old buddy Pete Delkus is here today, and I want to talk to you a little bit about black rifles, Pete, because they've been given such a bad name and villainized by so many people that have no idea what they're talking about. Little AR-15 is so much fun at the range for the whole family and for lots of reasons.
Phil. I love guns.
I know you do.
I do.
I know you do. Got the a lot of folks don't know this, but Pete Delkus has the Second Amendment tattooed on his butt.
Well, I do. That's exactly right.
I was talking to Jim Terrell at Off Duty Armory the other day, and he told me that you went down there a year or so ago. I didn't even know this, and bought a black rifle from him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd been wanting one for a while. I have a Mini 14, one of those Ruger mm-hmm. Ranch rifles.
Yeah.
Well, that just wasn't enough.
Right.
You know, I needed the real AR-15, and yeah. I went down and I got a DPMS from Jim, Chamberlain 223, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's got the, I mean, you know, like most of them, it's got the adjustable stock and all that. The kids love it. And what's been great about this rifle is every year I take a group of dads, a father-son weekend, right after quail season ends, before mm-hmm. the rattlesnakes are out.
Yeah.
We head out to West Texas, and we've had several conversions. Guys that aren't necessarily opposed to guns, but
right.
but thought, well, I don't want to own one.
Yeah.
But once I've let them shoot this little AR-15 that I've had, all of a sudden they've seen the light bill, and they, too, have actually gone down to Jim.
Is that right?
They really have. They've gone down there, and because of these little trips that we've gone in the last year, actually,
yeah.
we've had three guys buy three of their own AR-15s. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I knew I could bring this up to you because your name is not Jim Zumbo. and talk to you about this. Jim was opposed to these. Remember that when Jim
yeah, I
Zumbo?
Sure do. I remember the story very well.
I think he said they're evil.
Right.
And he has since changed his mind totally. But boy, he was really ostracized by the outdoor and the gun community when that took place. But as time has proven, these guns are not evil. You'll never control your pig problem, but this sure is a great tool to help in that area, right?
Oh, it really is. I mean, you know, not only for the pigs, it's just fun to hunt with. You know, you put a 30-round clip in there, whether you're shooting at a group of pigs
mm-hmm.
or whether you're shooting at, you know, a coyote, a bobcat. I mean, these guns
great
are
predator
a lot,
guns.
They are. They're a lot of fun, you know, not only for an adult to use, but it's great to take the kids out there and, you know, obviously safety's first, but it'll let them have a good time too.
Yeah.
It opens them up to something new. And I think the guys that are opposed to these rifles, you have to think through the history of rifles. Mm-hmm. You know, we started way back when with the black powders. We then moved up. I mean, these are the same. You know, I think Zumbo's attitude was almost like, you know, he was opposed to synthetic stocks because wood was the only way to go. Well, yeah. Everything evolves in time.
Right.
And this is the natural evolution of a firearm. I mean, we've gone from, and I'm not opposed, I love the wood rifles.
Oh, sure.
I have several.
Yeah.
I love the synthetics, but these AR-15s, they're a lot of fun too.
No doubt about it, Pete, and they make great Father's Day gifts. You can get into them a lot cheaper than you used to as well. So, hey, talk to your local gun dealer about a little AR for Dad. Adjustable stock, you can all take turns shooting at the range. My friends at Trigicon are at the forefront of optics, rifle scopes, etc. And they've got a new family, I should say families, plural, of hunting rifle scopes that just might be what Dad needs this Father's Day. I talked to John Fink at Trigicon about it.
With all of these new families is, you know, we still have our premier brand in AccuPoint. AccuPoint's going to remain AccuPoint, and we do have some new additions there, and we've done some different things in terms of new, more refined reticles and new adjusters. But we have these new families that are all the same premium glass, glass coatings, the adjusters, the optical systems are all the same. And in terms of hunting, you start with the Huron family, and a first for Trigicon is a non-illuminated scope in that Huron family. Like I said, all the same quality components, aim, durability, reliability, everything that Trigicon is known for is there, but now you can get into a lower price point, you know, by not having that illumination, as well as a little bit lighter weight.
Yeah.
You know, scopes that are coming in right around, you know, 15 to 18 ounces. But in the Huron family, which we're targeting the North American deer hunter with, but it's certainly suitable for anything in North America, as well as internationally.
Yeah.
But we have a 1 to 4 by 24 in there, a 3 to 9 by 40, which is on a 1-inch tube. Everything else is on a 30 millimeter, but then a 2.5 to 10 by 40, and a 3 to 12 by 40 in that family.
And you're going to get Trigicon quality for about $600.
That's exactly right. I mean, MSRPs on that 1 to 4 by 24 is $650. On the other three magnification ranges is $699. And, of course, real street retails will be, you know, below the MSRPs.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's step it up a bit. I love the product, and I love the price line, but I like a lighted reticle. And you guys have amazed me with this. We're going to get into it. Tell us a little bit about the stepping up in the family.
Yeah, so when you step up in the family, then you move up in sticking with hunting in the Credo HX. Now, there's a standard Credo family, which is all going to be matte finish. A lot of that will be Milradian adjusters. But in the hunting family, the Credo HX, with H standing for hunting, 21 total SKUs there. And magnification ranges ranging from 1 to 4, up to a 4 to 16. So we have everything for that wide field of view or dangerous game, or, you know, a 1 to 4 that could be used on a shotgun slug gun or lever action gun where you're hunting in the woods. But, you know, spanning up from there, you know, we go into 1 to 6s and 1 to 8s. So we've got a 2 to 10 by 36 in there. We've got some really great magnification ranges. But like I said, all LED illumination here. It's all powered on a 2032 battery. You have 10 LED settings. So 1 through 10, with 1 being the lightest, 10 being the brightest, and there's an off in between each setting as well. But everything in this HX line is a satin finish, so it's really going to look at home on top of a traditional bolt-action rifle or a lever-action rifle that, you know, may have a satin blue finish on it, something along those lines. And you've got a mix of first and second focal planes, but everything in the Credo HX line is an MOA-based adjuster as well as an MOA-based reticle.
Yeah. You touched on this, John, the look and the appearance of these. Number one, above all, for you guys and for us, the consumer, is performance. Will it hold up? Can I bang it around? Blah, blah, blah. Obviously, yes, it's Trigicon. It'll handle all that stuff, and it is exactly what you need. But it's also got a look that when you pull this out of the bag at deer camp, the other guys are going to go, hey, what's on top of your rifle? It's really got a cool look, almost not a military look, and I hesitate to use that word, but a serious business look, and deserves attention from the rest of the guys in camp.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It does have a very serious look to it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and you talk about, I mean, the look. We have, you know, very cool, interesting lines on these scopes. As you see when you get into the Credo and Credo HX lines, we do have a number of SKUs here that have a return to zero adjuster on it. So, and it's very easy to set. and, you know, but we also have others that are capped adjusters. But another thing that you touched on, which is a great point, every single design in all of these families goes through the same testing. And, you know, you mentioned the military look. Well, all of that testing ties back to the testing that we do on our military-grade scopes, you know, the ACOG and the VCOG. Now, you know, we're not submerging them to 66 feet or 100 feet. 10 feet is the submerging depth on our hunting scopes. So it's going to handle any rain shower or, you know, boat splash or anything that it might get. But shock, vibration, recoil, everything in the line goes through that testing. We've got a new Trigicon website, and everything is up and live there now. But the great news is we were actually building inventory in 2019. So everything that we have out of all these 81 new SKUs, we are now shipping. So
you knew you had a winner and said, let's get it in production.
That's exactly right.
John, always good to see you. Thank you for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I promise you, if Dad likes to shoot at the range, if he's a hunter, if he has a home protection shotgun or rifle, you cannot go wrong with the name Trigicon for an optic on top of his long gun for Father's Day. More information at KinderOutdoors.com.
It's Gary Loomis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
Now, maybe more than ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread out while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also has spacious lakefront cabins fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt
easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit JoshuaCreek.com.
This is Woody. Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too, so we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
We the people and our right to bear arms and our right to free speech gather here. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, the phone number in the camp house here, 1-877-820-BBKO. The website is simple. Kinder, like kindergarten, kinderoutdoors.com. Kinderoutdoors.com. Well, we have covered the fishing world for Dad the Fisherman on Father's Day weekend, and we are covering the shooting world now, the shooting sports, the hunting dads. And let's talk about a home defense gun. I want to do that with Linda Powell with Mossberg, my old friend Linda. Hey, welcome back, Linda.
Hey, Billy, it's great to be with you again.
You betcha. Father's Day weekend, every year I always have some ideas for family members that want to do something special for Dad on Father's Day. And I certainly can't this year during these crazy times not include self-defense and personal defense, because it's a real and serious issue, always has been, but it's more in our face these days, Linda. I mean, it's a crazy world out there. And I want to talk to you about some home defense and personal defense options. Sure. And let's start with personal carry. There's a lot of people that want to do this that never have, Linda. And when I came across your new pistols, you guys started making pistols again after 100 years last year. I bought one of those. I actually bought it for my wife and then stole it from her because I love to carry it. It replaced my carry pistol. You guys have a really good option as far as personal carry goes.
Well, we do. You know, we introduced the MC1SC last year, a subcompact 9mm. Following up on that, this year we came out with the MC2, which is a compact. So slightly larger. The biggest difference is a little bit longer barrel length and a little bit wider grip. But when I say that, I'm talking about less than about a half an inch. But by doing that, we were able to increase the capacity. So the MC1 that you have has 6 and 7 round magazines, and the MC2 can accommodate 13 and 15 round magazines. So it just gives you an option there. Both guns otherwise feature-wise are about the same. Even the MC2 is a very comfortable size to carry. I think it's just going to simply be a matter of preference, whether you want the greater capacity. And also, you know, for someone with larger hands, they might like the feel of this one being a little bit beefier.
I do have those larger hands, and I prefer the smaller gun. Because it's more comfortable to carry. I can carry at church. I can carry everywhere that it's legal to carry, and even forget sometimes that I have it on. It's such a much smaller and nicer option than what I carried before. Plus, you guys do offer a built-in laser system. That's a big comfort for folks that maybe are in the heat of a moment and need a little help putting the aim where they need to.
Absolutely, you know, and for those of us maybe that have a little bit older eyes, I fall into that category. But, you know, I think that's really smart to have it, particularly in a personal home defense gun, because as you said, in the heat of the moment, you don't want it to replace your training and skill and practice, but there's no harm in having that as an assistant, you know, to help you. So definitely for if you're thinking about using it in your home, I would look at the one with the laser built in as well.
Yep, there you go. Handy in parking garage situations and lots of up close situations like that. Also for the home, I've always, when folks have asked me, Linda, about the perfect home defense gun, I always say get a shotgun. If you don't shoot all the time, you're not the best aim in the world, throw a handful of gravel at them, not just a single rock. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, and that's probably when people find out that I'm, you know, in the firearms business, that's probably the number one question I get asked. What would you pick for a home defense gun? And I think you can't really go wrong with a shotgun, and then it kind of boils down to preferences, whether you want a pump action or a semi-auto. There are advantages, obviously, to both. But I think you also need to look at who's going to be using it. Is it for you personally? Is it a gun that the entire family might use? And that would probably help kind of narrow down your choices as well.
Yeah, and purposes. Are you going to use this at the sporting clays range and for home defense? Or are you going to hunt turkeys with it and home defense? So there's some things that you need to ask and talk to the gun store about. And when you go to the gun store, I highly recommend, and I know you do, Linda, recommend Mossberg products, and I recommend them for two reasons. Number one, you guys have been around literally forever, and you build a dependable product. It just doesn't break. It keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. And number two, people don't need to go out and spend thousands of dollars just to enforce their Second Amendment rights. That it really kind of hacks me off. You can, for just a couple of $100, achieve the same purpose and defend your family and property in the event of an emergency.
That's
Mossberg is priced right.
That's one of the things I take such great pride in. That has been the Mossberg philosophy from day one. When Oscar Mossberg started the company, he wanted to build good quality tools at an affordable price so everyone could afford it. He really was, building guns for the working class. And I'm proud that we continue that today. You're right. You can get into one of our Maverick pump action shotguns for $200 to $250. Even, some of our higher end, if you want them all tricked out, tactical home shotguns, are in the $500 range. So still lots of affordable options. And I think it's really important for, again, the individual to figure out what their needs are, who's going to be shooting the gun, and then narrow it down whether you need a 12 or a 20 gauge, or even in some cases a 410 may be your best choice. But get a gun that you're going to be comfortable shooting and you can practice with, and it'll make a great home defense tool. And I think
that's right.
Our 500 line of pump actions, you can't go wrong. There's over 12 million of them that we've built. So, that lends itself to tell you about the reliability.
Yeah, I think they must work. People keep buying them after
right.
All these years. If we want one of those semi-auto pistols that you guys started producing again last year and still are with a new edition this year, how much money are we talking about there to get into a defense pistol, a personal carry pistol?
I think you're ranging probably from around the 350 mark to, with the laser, it'll run a little bit more. I would say probably knocking on the door of, 475, 490, something like that. But definitely in that range from, $350 to under $500.
Yeah, there you go.
And they come with two magazines. So, you're pretty well set up right out of the box.
Yeah. Am I going to have to wait 6 months to get a gun? I know production has been out of it's been crazy.
That's the other question right now. If you find something, you probably want to pick it up right now. We are running max production 7 days a week, and we have an extensive backlog, so I know everyone gets frustrated. All I can tell you is, check with your local dealer. Ask them to put an order in with maybe multiple distributors. If you find one on the shelf, though, and you're inclined to want one, you might want to go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, and every place, every maker, every ammo maker and gun maker is in the same boat. There's just been a run of folks, freedom-loving Americans, that wanted to defend themselves, their property, their families. Hey, Linda, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. I can't wait to see you down the road somewhere and hug your neck.
That sounds good, Billy. Thank you. And happy Father's Day.
Hey, thanks, Linda. That's Linda Powell with Mossberg. Well, we've covered the fishing world. We've covered the shooting sports. And it's all at kinderoutdoors.com for you to go back and check out again in case you heard something that piqued your interest. And here's something that I hope will. The name Jesus Christ. There's power in that name yesterday, today, and forever. No matter how unstable human beings are or the times that we live in, he is a rock, and I sure hope you'll discover him. If I can help you with that at all, I'm happy to. Drop me a note at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, until we get together in this old camp house again, may God bless you and your bunch.